Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place.
A USA! Happy Friday!
Stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Welcome once again to another edition of What's on Your Mind. I have some good news today. To start the program, The Sound of Freedom. This eye-opening movie that has taken Hollywood by storm and movie theaters everywhere is still playing in North Dakota theaters. So check your theater listings. Just type in Sound of Freedom in the search bar and local showings. And I had said the last showing was Thursday because that was what was planned. It wasn't shown after Friday. But evidently there's enough people going to this movie that they're continuing to extend it. So if you haven't seen it, there's still a chance to see it. Donald Trump is going to be hosting a screening of the film at his Bedminster Trump National Golf Club with the club members and supporters invited to come on in. It is defying the odds. Opening at number one in Texas, Florida, and Arizona theaters. Beating out Disney's Indiana Jones, Dial of Destiny, in July 4th ticket sales. So, it's pretty amazing what's going on. And the show will leave you with an overwhelming sense of, I need to do something. I need to do something. So that's a good thing. Get us motivated. Even if it's finding good charities that are already doing the work and just supporting them. It's one thing we can all do. Part with our hard-earned money and help these people do that. One group is doing that right out of Fargo called Unseen. Check them out at weareunseen.org. They do a really unique thing in that groups that are in the trenches and rescuing these kids need funds to do that, right? So what Unseen does is help them, these other individual groups, better tell their story so that they can get friends and donors and supporters to ultimately support the work that they're doing, which is boots on the ground. So, pretty incredible. We're going to talk more about that next week, but I want you to know the movie is still around and you still can see it. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is I have a woke pile today that could choke a horse. And while there's a lot of news here, including the cocaine fiasco at the White House, what do you make of that? Oh, my gosh. You know, we read that yesterday on the air when a statement was put out by the Secret Service. And I have to admit, I wasn't one bit surprised. Stuff is so predictable. You know, it's just unbelievable. And as I said, from the second we heard about that cocaine in the White House, if they don't name a suspect, we know who the suspect is. So I don't doubt. And I feel bad for the Secret Service. Secret Service's job is to protect the President of the United States. That's their job, and they do it really well. Without regard with party, anything else, their job is take a bullet for the president. And now they're having to do an investigation on coke in the White House. And by the way, we found out it wasn't just coke. One time, in some cubicle, it was cocaine twice and marijuana twice in the Biden tenure, just in the last 2 years. Whew. So, a lot going on there. But here's something I think a little more disturbing, because sadly, I think it's coming to a school near you. This is a story about Seattle Public Schools offering free sex change services to students as young as 13 without telling parents.
Wow.
Now, how they're doing this is something we should be very, very wary of. Largest public school district in Washington State, I'm reading from the story, is referring students in the district to free gender-affirming care. The Nova Wellness Center and the Meany Health Center offer gender-reaffirming care, including hormone-blocking medications, referrals for sex change surgeries, available to middle and high school students in Seattle Public Schools. A group called Parents Defending Education have been digging into this. They found that the health centers are operated by Country Doctor Community Health Centers, which offer no cost, comprehensive, trauma-informed, and gender-affirming care conveniently at the school. Conveniently at the school. Isn't that nice?
How nice. How convenient.
So what's going on here is they're using public health, but they welcome them into the school. Public health says, yeah, you can have all these services free because it's public health. But it gets worse than that. According to Seattle Public Schools, gender-inclusive schools, transgender and gender-expansive. What's gender-expansive? Look that up for me, super producer, would you? We know what transgender is. What is gender-expansive? My gosh. They keep evolving the language on purpose. Transgender and gender-expansive student rights and supports. District staff should not disclose a student's transgender or gender X status to others unless legally required to do so, or the student authorizes disclosure. When staff is contacting the parents and guardians of a transgender or gender X student, and it's unclear whether the student asserts the same gender identity at home, it's best practice to avoid using gender pronouns.
You ready for this, Scott?
Yeah, what the heck is gender expansive?
Gender expansiveness is an umbrella term for any expression of gender that falls outside of society's current gender binary standards. It can manifest in many forms, and a person can be expansive in their gender at some times, but not at others. Gender expansiveness is not a gender identity in and of itself, but rather a term that can be used to describe people and the ways they express themselves. A person who is gender expansive may be of any sexuality and any gender identity.
So, just pick one. Make one up, and I wonder if that includes the furries.
Probably.
Probably does. It's pretty broad. Yeah. Last year, the Post-Millennial revealed that the Seattle Public District saw an 853% increase in students that identified as non-binary in only 3 years. Ladies and gentlemen, what is happening? 853% increase in students that identify as non-binary in only 3 years. Look up non-binary for me once, too. I think non-binary, and we've heard this from parents of students in Fargo schools, that the kids as young as sixth grade, majority of the kids in the class identify as non-binary. My understanding of non-binary is that I don't have to pick. I'm fluid with my gender. Is that what non-binary says?
Non-binary describes those whose gender identity falls outside of the gender binary. It's also an umbrella term for other gender identities, such as gender fluid, bigender, or multigender.
Oh, my Lord.
Wow.
In Washington State, treatments can be given out to children without parental consent, including for reproductive health, sexually transmitted diseases, substance abuse, gender dysphoria, gender-affirming care, and more. Just imagine, folks. School officials said in Washington State the age of medical consent is 13. That means that a person 13 to 17 years old can independently seek medical treatment without the consent or knowledge of parents and guardians. They are coming for our children. Here's what I'd worry about. Normally I'd say it's Seattle. Seattle's a little wackadoodle. Isn't this crazy? 853% increase. 13-year-olds getting free transgender surgeries without their parents finding out about it. You know, what's wrong with that? Nothing to see here. It's Seattle. But I remind you that Fargo Public Schools voted to defy state law, which said you must tell a parent, and decided to go rogue and expressed all kinds of remorse at what the legislators elected by you were doing. Now, I don't know about community health and what they offer here, but I'm telling you what, I've watched very closely about some partnership between community health and any public school, wherever you're at, for this very same reason.
And, Scott, I'm very disappointed in Fargo Public Schools. A lot of great people that I know have come and hailed out of Fargo Public Schools, and for that decision, I am really disappointed.
Where's that at? Because I know they had two votes, they weren't going to do anything, they were going to defy it. Then I heard something about they didn't want to defy it. They reversed their vote. It's kind of all over the map. I'd like to know where we're at with that. Hey, call us. What do you think of this? 271-1100. Makes me weep openly. Text available 223-7150 on What's On Your Mind.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, tech, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful, private settlement each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Never get lonely. I got these goals to keep me company. I took the rear view off of this old Ford, so I only see in front of me. Now the past is out of sight and out of mind. Swore I'd change, now I'm back chasing these white lines. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new. If you ever wonder why we
was at the Red River Valley Fair earlier this week. He's the son of a sinner right there. Good song. More on What's on Your Mind, 21 past the hour. Still to come on the show we call What's on Your Mind today. We have a interesting show for you. The Gun Owners of America are suing on behalf of a North Dakota gun shop, a gun store, and they are doing so to get to the bottom of the ATF raid that happened. This actually happened to Morehouse Enterprises. We talked about it when it happened. Gun Owners of America joining that lawsuit, and they'll join us to talk about it on the program. Mark Hagerot will be here today. He is the chancellor of the North Dakota University System. We're going to talk a little bit about Minnesota's new free tuition plan and the concern of university presidents in North Dakota about the impact that could have on North Dakota higher education. Jim, the flagpole guy, is going to check in a little bit, too, so all that coming up on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, home of home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. That's what's for lunch today. You hit any of their locations, 45th Street, Taco Mac and 45th, Meatballs in Euland, Cheeseburger Mac in Glendon, Tater Tot Hot Dish, really good, MP Avenue, Valley City Fish, your pulled pork, over mac and cheese, Sloppy Joe's in Harwood, PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. I had a large woke pile today, and the woke pile really depresses me. So I usually don't go too deep into it. Clearly, the Seattle Public Schools situation is horrific, and I think a wake-up call to everybody. I have one other one I want to just quickly share, and then I'm going to go to some of your comments here on these. Maybelline. Maybelline is a makeup company, okay? So they sell cosmetic products.
This ought to be good.
And they have an advertisement out right now featuring a dude with a beard using a lipstick product of Maybelline. He's like putting it on all seductive, kind of like, oh, what do you think of this color? What do you think of this color? This is a guy. This is a male that cross-dresses. And Maybelline thought it was a good idea to have him in this. His name is Vida.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
Biological male who wears women's clothing. And Maybelline, by the way, said Maybelline is the latest corporate brand to embrace gender nonconformity as a key tenet of its marketing philosophy. Okay, there's another term for us to look up. Gender nonconformity. It would seem to me it means I don't have to be a man, I don't have to be a girl, I can be whatever I want to be. I'm not going to conform to my God-given gender. That's what it's. But I never know. Some of these just don't make any sense. So Chris has to go to the dictionary and find out what gender nonconformity means. So this is a key tenet of the marketing philosophy of Maybelline. They're selling lipstick using a guy in a dress with a beard putting mixed lipstick on. Now, let me ask you this. Of all of Maybelline's customers, If you could identify every Maybelline customer, what percentage of those do you think are dudes with beards? I know it happens, but what, is it 1%? Is it 0.5%? Is it maybe on a good day 2% of their customers are bearded guys in a dress that come in and say, yeah, I'd like that shade of pink. Thank you very much. That I think will look good on me. So this is a way to stick it to the 99%. This is, to me, makes no sense in marketing. None. How is that a good marketing idea? I'm going to go for the super duper minority. Just a virtue signal. Don't forget now, Maybelline was already in trouble back in April when social media users called for a boycott because they partnered with Dylan Mulvaney, a transgender man who believes he's a woman. And the video footage in that commercial showed Mulvaney in a white robe applying makeup. And then moments later, he appears with his hair in an updo and wearing a pink outfit and jewelry. Oh, I can't take any more of this. What is gender nonconformity? What'd you find out there, Chris?
Gender nonconforming refers to people who do not follow other people's ideas or stereotypes about how they should look or act based on the female or male sex they were assigned at birth.
Okay. So I'll translate that to say no rules.
Basically.
What do you think of this, folks? Texter says, I had nothing against Maybelline trying to sell makeup to a larger demographic. how big a demographic. But the thing in Seattle's 13-year-olds, the thing in Seattle, 13-year-olds don't know up from down. The backlash that's going to happen in 20 years from all these kids that were left to do all this stuff is going to be insane. And there's a scary thought for you folks. Think about that. Snapshot of today. I gave you a statistic out of Seattle Public Schools. 853% increase in kids in the non-binary category in just 3 years. What's this going to look like in 20 years? What kind of psychological damage is going to have having been done? 271-1100, call us, text us, 237-1590. More of your comments. This is their agenda. They're coming after our children. Yeah, that's it's. I can't even comprehend the Seattle thing. 13 years old. You're going to send a 13-year-old for a sex change surgery and don't have to tell the parents? And oh, by the way, it's free. Another, this neo-Marxist movement is going to cause an entire generation to cease to exist. Another says it's time for this gender garbage to end. It's time for us to stop enabling them, giving them a platform. There are two genders, period. They need to accept who they are, get on with being a productive member of society, because this isn't it. All right, that's one approach. I would say this. If a adult makes a decision to engage in what they would call trans health, rearrange their plumbing, they don't feel comfortable as a girl. They only feel comfortable as a boy, or I should say female to male, because we're talking about adults now. Look, go for it. You're not hurting anyone by doing that. You're only making a decision for yourself as an adult. Whole different ball game with the brainwashing and the don't tell parents and let's just promote this stuff. Whole different ball game. So I think we're on a little different page there, but appreciate your comment nonetheless. You constantly preach about states' rights. Now the state of Washington has done something you don't like, so that means it's wrong. But when a state bans abortion, you think it's okay? Which is it? Scott, state rights only? When it fits you? Or what? Well, you have a voice either way. I don't think you say do anything. More after this.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit summitcarbonsolutions.com. That's summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. A bill to make sex trafficking of a child a felony once again in California was blocked this week by Democrats in the Assembly Public Safety Committee after passing unanimously in the California Senate. The author of the legislation is Senator Sharon Grove, the Republican from Bakersfield.
And we got to public safety, and to our shock yesterday, the Public Safety Committee on the Assembly side did kill the bill.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds will sign a bill today that effectively bans most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The bill will prohibit abortions after a heartbeat is detected, which can happen as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. Current Iowa law allows abortions up to 20 weeks. Film and television production is grinding to a halt in Hollywood, California, with actors set to hit the picket lines today. The union representing 160,000 actors is going on strike. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
He said I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options, and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full name mansion.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour, brought to you today by the University of Mary. You know, your education is meant to prepare you for much more than just the next lap on the corporate treadmill. It's actually meant to equip you to live a fulfilling, meaningful life. The University of Mary's flexible, affordable degree programs combine world-class career preparation with values-based life formation to help you unlock your fullest potential, your fullest professional and personal potential. Rise to your calling with the University of Mary. You are made for more. Start today at online.umary.edu. That's online.umary.edu. Doc in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Doc.
You know, it says in the Bible that when a child is born, that child is born with dyslexia assigned to. I guess if you're old enough to make the decision in the sense of like, I'm 19, 20 years old now, I don't feel like I'm really a female. I want to be a male, or whatever. If that's really something you choose at that time, great, you know, because then you are of age to say, I have made this decision. But a little boy or a little girl, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, being influenced by some teacher or some help, healthcare somebody in the school saying, well, you know, do you feel like a woman or girl at times? You know, I remember back when I was a little boy, and I'm going to say this, I know it's going to make everybody freak, but I loved to put on a towel and wrap it around me and look like I was, you know, and I knew better. It was just something I wanted to do for the moment. And then I'd stop and I'd put it all back together the right way and put on my pants and go out and play Army or Cops and Robbers or whatever. And, you know, I didn't play with dolls. Well, I did once the G.I. Joes came out, but the whole thing is it's like, how do you get people to understand that there's more to life than just, you know, fulfilling a momentary attitude?
I think the answer to that question, Doc, is where you started with this call, and that'd be the Bible. It'd be your faith and sometimes when you're 13, 14, 15, 16, that's a little hard to understand, which is why you need mom and dad. And or a mom or a dad.
Yeah, no joke.
Or somebody in your life that's going to help you through that.
I'm sorry, I apologize. I'm trying to interrupt on that thing.
No, go ahead.
Do you remember what it says in Proverbs? It says in Proverbs to remember the instruction that you got at your mother's knee. And that's Solomon talking to his son. I think sometimes we've forgotten the strength of the family, for crying out loud. It's time to go back to the very beginning of the whole entire conversation. And as far as politics goes, I mean, seeing what they're trying to do out in California, now across the state line in lovely Minnesota, I don't understand that. I mean, we're going to be a place where they can come and they can elect to do this, and nobody's going to ask any questions. No parents are going to know any better. That's a bunch of crock.
Doc, I appreciate your call. A lot of wisdom there. Thank you for sharing your thoughts today, and I share the frustration as well. It's hard not to. It really is. You know, going back to the comment from the texter right before the break saying, I preach about states' rights. Now the state of Washington does something I don't like, so that means it's wrong. Just because I support states' rights, and I do, doesn't mean that when the state of Washington thinks it's okay for a 13-year-old to get sex change surgery, be referred for care, free care, and the parents can't be told, I'm going to talk about that all day long. Because, as I said, it's here. Fargo School District, twice. Screw the state. We're not going to comply with the state law that starts August 1st, passed by our legislature that said, no. You must inform a parent. Common sense. All right. Maybe Jim can make some sense of this. Our friend Jim the Flagpole Guy is here to check in on a Friday.
How are you?
How are you, sir?
I'm just in a wonderful position. Most stressed I've been in, and we're out on a gentleman's order where he inherited, he and his sister, I think, and are here. But pretty soon he's going to have his birthday party here, and we're installing a flagpole for him. And then he got to tell me about his parents and his dad and his uncle and his grandpa. They all served in World War II. And then just the heroism, just bits and pieces I connected from that. And then, of course, I'm a thorn in everybody's side sometimes, and I just try and promote, you know, all sides. And I got a Trump windsock on here, and he said, well, I don't support that. But you know what? The beauty of America is nothing's fair, but yet it's what you make of it. And the family homestead I'm on now, they're celebrating with a beautiful flagpole in tribute of his grandpas and his dads and his uncle and their family. And I know maybe probably even the whole family doesn't get along, but we're back to square one. We're okay with each other living in a civil, in this case, business. I'm installing a flagpole for him. And yeah, there's more commonalities than there's differences. And we have to get back to that. And we have to remember this is America. And the minute that I can't fly my stupid windsock, then we're in real trouble. Because we do have that First Amendment, and we do have freedom of expression. And frankly, we're the youngest republic, we're the oldest republic, but I mean, we've brought so much good to the world in the last 200 years. You know, thousands of years, they're still living in mud huts over there. Come on. We're America. And there's more good in us than there's evil should we choose it. And I just love the parts of this job that get me to remember what's important.
And what a wonderful opportunity to hear those stories, like you talked about, you know, a quarter of land, let's honor our parents, and then, you know, you could write a book with all the stories from the people you've met and put a flagpole up for, couldn't you?
I could if I concentrated on that and revisited some of their stories. I would love to come back and revisit many of my customers, the hundreds, and what we're at, over 700 plus. And, well, I just want to give a voice to all those, and that's those that even I disagree with on simple, stupid issues. We all are Americans. We need to celebrate and not forget history. And then if we forget history, we'll repeat it. If we don't forget history, then we'll live civilly longer. I guess I've got to shut up now because I got to get back to work, Scott.
You do.
Thank you for this opportunity. We're trying to get as much done as we can. We've got a load of polls this week. You know, we're in Mandan, just south of Kiss Livestock, and it's Brenda. And I want to announce I have a new neighbor, Mr. Steven, and he is awesome. And he has a CDL. He has a clean medical card, and that is a DOT medical card. And we are out running two trucks, sun up to sundown. Thanks, everybody, for the patience. And, God bless America. America bless God.
And do what this family has done. What a great idea to honor a family member, parents, a quarter of land. Just do that. It's one thing that will give you pause every day to look at that flag. Jim, the flagpole guy.
His name is Jeff. It's his birthday, 54. Everybody see Jeff, South Amanda, and say hi. And he's going to have his family over, and they're all going to celebrate around this flagpole. And Ms. Tara, his wife, is wearing a flag on her lapel. Airborne Army. She's airborne.
Wow.
The more you know.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Jim.
Well, I need to prove it. I see the scar. Thanks, Scott.
We'll let you get back to it. Amazing. Busy time of year, as it always is, and we encourage folks to get those orders in early so you can be part of the summer fun of Jim installing a flagpole for you. USflagpoleguy.com, USflagpoleguy.com. Drops by with great wisdom weekly on what's on your mind. You can also call him at 701-571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG. Texter says, my wife and I talked to a nurse who used to work for a doctor that did plastic surgery in Fargo. His name started with B. He quit the practice and left Fargo. The nurse said that over 90% of the kids that got gender reassignment surgery by him committed suicide, most of them within a year. Oh, that is heartbreaking. Appreciate you sharing the story. Unbelievable. Cocaine gates. When we come back, we'll give you the latest on that. Members of Congress are saying, not so fast. Wait a minute here. We need to get to the bottom of that. I've heard some people opine that the investigation is only done by the Secret Service. In their narrow lane of we have to protect the president, but an investigation still could continue with a different law enforcement agency. See if we can dig up on that coming up.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life, because you were made for more.
Hey, it's Scott Hannon for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around, going to keep your ride super clean just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming July auctions include 33 acres of potential development land north of Bismarck on Highway 83, 800 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County near Minot and Deering, North Dakota, 21-acre farmstead near Brookings, South Dakota, 622 acres of crop and pasture land in Renville County near Glenburn, North Dakota, and the Erickson Farm Retirement Auction near Headinger, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Let's go shopping, should we? How about a pre-owned Chevy pickup? Does that sound good? Boy, what a selection. From 2015 Silverado 1500 High Country Chev for $27,500. The 2014 for $28,500. There's a pre-owned 2020 Chevrolet Blazer RS, $33,500. 2019 Chev Silverado 1500 LTZ, that baby is loaded up, only $35,000. These are all at Puckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy. That's where I shop. When I'm looking for a new ride, I go right there. And I love my Chevy and the good folks at Puckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy. So check it out, PuckledgeValleyCity.com, and you can dream a little. 2022 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 LT at $49,500. Here's a 2500 HD LTZ. This one loaded up. Pre-owned 2022, only $49,917 on it. Black in color. 63.5, great deal there. I could go on and on and on, pages of them. Great deals, 2500 HD Denali GMC Sierra. That one I pre-owned, 2021, 71 even. I can't stop. Too many good deals. PucklessValleyCity.com. Check it out. All right, so what do we know? I mean, first of all, you've heard this story by now because we announced it when it broke yesterday in the 10 o'clock hour on What's On Your Mind. And it's been reported on quite a bit since. But I'd love to know your first thought when you heard the following from the Secret Service. I'm the news guy now. You hear this. What do you think? What comes to mind? The Secret Service announced that the investigation into how cocaine ended up at the White House has been closed without identifying a suspect. There was no surveillance video footage that found that provided investigative leads or any other means for investigators to identify who may have deposited the found substance in this area. Without physical evidence, the investigation will not be able to single out a single person of interest from the hundreds of individuals who passed through the vestibule where the cocaine was discovered. At this time, the Secret Service's investigation is closed due to a lack of physical evidence. According to the statement also, the Secret Service said the bag of cocaine was subjected to advanced fingerprint and DNA analysis. Nothing to see here. Move on. You heard that. What's the first thing came to your mind? 271-1100. Text us at 701-237-1590.
I can tell you what the first thing that came to my mind was, Scott.
You got to be kidding me. That was mine. Although I'm not surprised now. In retrospect, I'm not surprised. What did you think instantly?
I know who did it.
You do?
That's what I thought. They're going to cover up for him.
Yeah, I would agree that that's a solid reaction as well. Like, okay, they say they don't know, so we know.
Exactly.
Starts with I don't want to say any names.
Starts with Hunter.
Yeah, I'll just use the initials Hunter. Hunter Biden. And another little story. Texter says, BS, 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 BS. Yeah. My response was, oh, horse manure, but not in those words. Yeah, I totally get it. I think we all did. And then we found out it wasn't just cocaine in the White House. Marijuana was found on two separate occasions in the executive mansion in the past year.
Again, probably know who that is.
July and September of 2022. Spokesperson for the Secret Service confirmed to the Washington Examiner. Small amounts of marijuana were found on two occasions. Secret Service said the amount of marijuana discovered in both instances did not meet the legal threshold for criminal charges. No one was arrested in those incidents because the weight of the marijuana confiscated did not meet the legal threshold for federal charges. Telling us all kinds of things here, aren't they? And we're supposed to believe there's nothing to see here. Another texter says bovine slurry. There you
get
go.
Get over it.
Yeah, that's what they want us to do. Get over it. Cocaine in the White House. Get over it. Who cares? There are some dogged members of Congress that are not taking this lightly. Marjorie Taylor Greene wants the administration drug tested. Said the entire family should be drug tested in the midst of this probe.
Nailed it.
I think the first family should be drug tested, but I definitely think the list of 500 people that the Secret Service considers potential suspects could also be drug tested. Pretty simple solution to a problem.
These people are crazy.
Hold this leg and it plays Jingle Bells, folks. Nothing to see here. Texter says, I said, another cover-up and distraction for the corrupt Biden family. texter says, I'm brainstorming here, but how about we stop letting the worst of humanity run the country? There's a thought.
Come on, man.
God bless you. More after this.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000, that's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.